Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this week's online video picks are up on our website. Each week we select five web videos, and I anchor them on our site. This week's picks include the number 6 train yearbook by Improv Everywhere. See the fun thing that they did when they kind of took over a number 6 car one day. See all our five video picks at wnyc.org/video. And a quick reminder that you've probably heard the news that WNYC's schedule is changing. Don't worry, this show will stay right where it is, 10 a.m. to noon in its first broadcast on WNYC AM and FM. But starting Friday night, we will have a midnight rebroadcast of the show on AM 820. That's earlier than it used to be. So if you're up a little late, if you miss this in the morning or so love what you hear that you want to hear it again, you can hear the Brian Lehrer Show rebroadcast every night at midnight on AM 820. Well, we're up to issue Lucky 13 in our election series, 30 issues in 30 days. This week, we're looking at issues around development in New Jersey, primarily related to the governor's race, but there is also a bond issue on the ballot this November called Public Question Number 1, the Green Acres, Water Supply, and Floodplain Protection and Farmland and Historic Preservation Bond Act of 2009. They got to shorten that. It will determine whether the depleted funds for open space and farmland preservation will be replenished with $400 million. Now, we invited listeners to help produce this week's segments through a link on our show page to our open source wiki, and one of our listeners suggested this topic, and also one of our guests, Peter Fury, the executive director of the New Jersey Farm Bureau. So he joins us to argue in favor of the Bond Act. We're also joined by Bergen County Republican Assemblyman David Russo, who argues against it. So welcome back to the show, Peter Fury, and welcome, David Russo. Hello.
How are you?
Good morning.
Assemblyman Russo, New Jersey voters have approved all 10 previous bond issues for open space preservation. Why should this one be any different?
I believe in this economy, and especially with the economy in New Jersey, not just nationally, adding $400 million more of debt to the $37 billion debt that New Jersey already has is just incredibly ill-timed and imprudent. I should just mention that I've served in the legislature as the chairman of the Environmental Committee. I've sponsored many, not just voted for, sponsored many of the Green Acres, Blue Acres issues, and have always supported them. But I voted against this one because in this economy, especially with the problems we have in New Jersey, and especially because of what I saw in 2007, where the voters for the first time passed a Green Acres Bond Act, but only by 54% when you recall the stem cell research initiative failed.
Right.
And I think Governor Corzine was very surprised by that. I think in this environment, I don't think it's going to pass. I also think that that's one of the reasons that a number of the environmental organizations are not supporting this bond issue, because I believe they feel that if it doesn't pass, it may set the movement back for a number of years, where the legislature will be very reluctant to put bond issues on, where since 1960, there's always been virtually unanimous approval of these. I mean, you've seen votes, Brian, of 60% to 65%, which is just huge, on these ballot initiatives, even when other things didn't pass. Last time it was only 54%, and the economy is far worse than it was 2 years ago.
Though we should also point out, I guess, that you're in a pretty small minority in the Assembly on the bill to put this question on the ballot. It was approved 66-9 in the Assembly. So I guess it doesn't break down simply along partisan lines either.
No. But again, I believe, I'm doing this by memory, that most of the folks who voted against it were Republicans. But I know that I voted against it not because I'm against the concept. I know that some of the environmental folks are against it because there's no stable source of funding. I understand that, but we've always had the bond issues. But you've come to a point now, and I don't want to sound particularly partisan, but 7 or 8 years ago, when the legislature and the government changed from Republican to Democrat, we had a $16 billion state debt. The state budget now is about $34 billion. It went down to about $30 billion this last year, okay? The state debt has gone up from $16 billion to $37 billion. I think we're number three of the 50 states. I mean, that's the equivalent of having a bigger debt than you do a state annual spending plan. And that becomes the point of no return, and that's why some of us felt this way.
So Peter Fury, executive director of the New Jersey Farm Bureau, why is this worth additional debt for debt-burdened New Jersey taxpayers? What would this what would this bond act actually preserve?
Well, the bedrock point here is that the open space program is at the core of the environmental protection efforts in the state of New Jersey. All of the environmental initiatives through the years can be linked to the open space program that has achieved a national reputation for excellence, and it enjoys a high level of popularity with the public. You've already pointed out the unbelievably successful voting record in the past. The point about the dedicated tax, which has caused some pause for the environmental groups, and essentially it gets to the Assemblyman's objection. There is no objection to having a dedicated source of funding to avoid the bonding. But let's keep in mind about the bonding that we're in an atmosphere right now of very low interest rates. And as soon as the legislature will dedicate itself to a stable source of funding, I think the open space community would applaud that and support that. But the real issue is, do we continue an open space program in the state of New Jersey, the most densely populated state, a state where we have over 250 municipalities that have dedicated taxes with local matching funds, where we have an infrastructure at Green Acres, Farmland Preservation, and Historic Preservation with staff people that have experience in handling these applications. All of this would come to a crashing halt with the absence of funding. I am not pessimistic about the voters. In fact, the polling that has been done on this point when the ballot question was at $600 million showed a 20% approval. This was done in April of 2009. And the polling that we've seen on the ballot question shows that the voters once again will support this. And the last point that I would make is that a ballot question is the essence of democracy. I respect the Assemblyman's opinion and the caution on fiscal, but the people will decide. And all of the balloting and polling that we do about environmental questions and open space and development questions, the public is very, very strong about this is their program. They want to see it continued. And I think that the yes vote will be a strong approval on November 3rd.
Is it possible, Peter, to tell voters what they would see different in concrete terms if this gets approved? I have the basic breakdown, which I'll describe for people right now, in terms of what the $400 million would go for. But I wonder if you can put some meat on these bones. So a little over half of it, $218 million, would go to Green Acres. That's a program that acquires land for state parks and wildlife management areas. Then another $146 million would go to farmland preservation, per se. $24 million for Blue Acres, a program that acquires flood-prone properties, and another $12 million for historic preservation. So the lion's share of this is for acquiring state parkland and wildlife management areas, and for farmland preservation. But where would people see these differences?
I think the enviable reputation for one aspect of that is the distribution and allocation that has been pretty uniform across the state. Almost 40% of the Green Acres funds have gone to urban areas for urban open space. The farmland, which is an interest near and dear to our heart, is has 16 counties with active local funding sources, and we're purchasing farms in Salem, Warren, Mercer, Middlesex, at the edge of suburbia and in deep rural areas. It is a truly widespread program, and the historic preservation, these are renovation of historic structures and usually downtown city centers or village centers. It creates jobs, and it's in the living area of downtown communities, and that's also a part of the program. So I think it's well diverse and very well distributed.
Listeners, we have a few minutes for calls on this and web comments. if you are for or against this Open Space Preservation Bond Act in New Jersey or have a question about it, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. This will be question one on the ballot statewide on November 3rd, 212-433-9692, or post a comment or a question to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We have Peter Fury from the New Jersey Farm Bureau, who's for it, and Assemblyman David Russo from Bergen County, who's against it, 212-433-9692. Assemblyman, do I understand correctly that this the fund for this has gone bankrupt? And is that an indication of how popular it is because people want this money spent in their communities?
Well, my understanding is that the fund needs to be replenished, which has happened before. And one of the reasons for that is what Peter said and what you just said, Brian. It has been a good use. It's been used well. And certainly New Jersey needs this kind of program. There's no question there's a need for it. In fact, we've argued for this for years.
So you would have another way to fund it other than borrowing?
Well, the way the state's always done it, unfortunately, has been to borrow. One of the things that we had done back about 10 years ago, we had put on the ballot an initiative which was passed, which dedicated, I believe, $98 million at that time of the sales tax revenue, which the voters passed. That was for 10 years, and that would be dedicated solely for this program. But now they're trying to do it in a different way. And again, the problem politically is that One of the real problems here is you really do need a stable source of funding. And the party that's in power in New Jersey has been one party, one governor, one party. They've had the votes to do this. And I think in retrospect, they don't really want to do it this way, because in this environment, to be putting bonding on there for anything is just very, very difficult. Again, I have no problem with it where the voters are going to vote. That's great. Okay, but on the other hand, I just have a real problem believing this is going to pass, especially when it only passed by 4 points 2 years ago.
George in Brooklyn grew up in New Jersey and has an opinion about this. Hi, George. You're on WNYC.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
I grew up in that area between where things are suburban and then rural on one side, kind of right on that dividing line. And when I was growing up, it was still, you know, there was even still a farm in town. And every time I ever hear the argument that, you know, in this type of economy, we can't do this thing, and going further, you know, $400 million more into debt, I never think of that as debt. I think of it as investment, because the only thing that seems to come on the other side of that is what I saw in the area where I grew up in New Jersey is more tract houses, more McMansions being built. And sure, it creates like a very temporary job in construction and puts some money into developers' pockets. But as far as like really stimulating the economy, it doesn't make any sense, because it's, again, just like the short-term thing, everything that we've done in the past. Whereas putting this money and preserving these spaces is so important, because it really is ensuring our future, our natural resources, you know, our water, our air, getting food more locally, all those issues tie right into it.
George, and thank
you. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, so Assemblyman, a lot of New Jerseyans feel heartbroken by seeing the tract houses continue to go up and the open spaces continue to disappear. Is that the alternative to funding the Bond Act?
Well, the alternative is to funding it permanently, as maybe we did a number of years ago, where you take a portion of the New Jersey sales tax and dedicate it toward this program. Because what you're going to have, Brian, is these bond issues, which are Band-Aids, every couple of years. Where the good thing is, yes, as Peter said, it goes before the voters. That's a good thing. But technically, you're going back to the voters every time. And at some point, the voters aren't going to say yes. And that happens also, as Peter knows, because there is no stable source of funding. And you do have one where you could take it out of the sales tax. But the governor has not chosen to do that, and neither has the legislature.
Brian, if I could say something, I'd like to make a point about the New Jersey economy. New Jersey's economy is about the eighth largest GDP in the country. It is our household income, average household income, is $70,000 per year, number two in the country. We have a big economy, and I appreciate the arguments about bonding versus dedicated tax. What Assemblyman Russo is talking about was the Christie Whitman program that was very well applauded. Dedicated sales tax, we could do it again. But the most important thing that trumps the concern about the bonding is that the continuity of the program be maintained. we approve the ballot question, there's ample time in 2010 to come back to the table and say, okay, let's see if we can find out the dedicated tax method. Assemblyman Russo and others that have shown the leadership in this in the past can once again have their voices heard, and we can get down to brass tacks. But in the meantime, let's have a yes vote for the concept of open space.
Peter, here's a question from our wiki. One of the points made by a contributor to the wiki, the listener open source format that helps us produce this along with our listeners, one of the points made on the wiki was the growing demand for locally grown food. Does that movement show any promise of making farms profitable enough that these programs aren't necessary?
Yes. That movement toward community farmers markets, roadside farmers markets, is more than just local fresh food, which is very important, but it gets to the idea of carbon footprint and not having our food supply shipped across country. And that gets back to keeping a dedicated land base for agriculture. Farmers have a struggle to make ends meet, and they rely upon land value and the land asset to undergird their financial operations. You keep a open space program, and some of these farms want to go into conservation, they have that alternative available. If you don't have the open space funding, it may close the door on those people who are working hard to get into profitability with these new trends. But the valuations and the opportunity to have a funding source for conservation goes hand in hand with local food supply.
Maggie in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
You know, we've had a lot of tax increases in Hoboken in the last year or so. But I guess the way I feel about it is that the environmental concerns, and my family has felt a lot of pressure economically, but my environmental concerns trump everything, because that's really where we can't go back. Once we give away the space, we don't get it back. So even though personally we're under economic pressure, I certainly would support any kind of open space initiatives. I also see that when you leave it to the city government, like we have a lot in Hoboken, they make deals with developers that seem like you're going to have open space, and the park may be 3 feet by 3 feet and called a park by a developer.
Maggie, thank you. And James in Spring Lake, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
Hi, good morning, Brian. My concern with the program is the way in which the land is purchased. I have found by looking at appraisals of land that the state is essentially competing with developers and paying very high prices for the land which is brought into the program. And I think this has contributed, especially during the past 5 years, in the poor status of the current funding. They simply spend too much money on too little land.
Is there a solution? Is there a solution to that?
Yes, there is. Better appraisals.
Well, let me say something. In the Farm Preservation Program, they have 25 certified appraisers up and down the state. They have an in-house appraiser who can reject any of the submitted appraisals if it's out of the range of the accepted norms. And the idea of developers pushing up, I want to tell you, the development economy is in the tank. The developers do not own land. They barely take options. This is not a situation of bidding this thing up to an artificial high.
Assemblyman, is that a relevant point for these economic times, that now is a good time to get a bargain on state purchases of open space?
Well, I would agree with Peter in that obviously, it becomes a function of the market, where the real estate market, like any other market, goes up and down. And as the caller said, it can result in higher prices at sometimes having to be paid. Again, I don't know if that's the problem per se, but right now, Peter's correct that the market is down, and that does lend some opportunities.
It's like dollar cost averaging an investment. You want to keep steady investments, and then when the market is down, you get the advantage of some cost savings. Interest rates are low. And what the caller is referring to is fair market values, and fair market values are fair market values.
And here's an interesting question that one of our Wiki users suggested. Can eminent domain work for the green as well as the luxury shopping living complex? Of course, there are all these debates all over the area now about whether eminent domain can be used to take private property for the sake of economic development. In general, how about eminent domain for the sake of open space? Ever consider that, Assemblyman?
I don't think that issue, and I think Peter would agree, would probably get 50% on the ballot. It might not get 5%.
Well, that would be an alternative to a bond issue.
Brian, we'll do a separate show on that sometime.
I guess so. All right. Well, we will leave it there. And listeners, there you've got it. Two points of view, for and against, on the ballot question on the open space bond issue, $400 million worth. That'll be on the ballot in New Jersey this fall, or this fall. Sounds like it's far away. It's coming right up in a few weeks, this election day. Peter Fury, executive director of the New Jersey Farm Bureau, for it. David Russo, Republican assemblyman from Bergen County, against it. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, a call-in for bloggers. Do you blog for free stuff? The federal government says you now have to disclose what you get. But we want to hear from you. Do you blog for free stuff? 212-433-WNYC. And we'll explain the new rules.